Hey, everybody, and welcome to a very, very special.
Super special.
You guys, I don't know that it's been more special than this so far. Right?
Would you agree? Yeah, I would say not. I mean, we're on location.
I was thinking we could maybe call this segment On Location.
That's pretty good, too.
This is the first time. Okay, so most of the shows so far have been recorded in my basement.
Yeah, now we went to the natural habitat of where movies live.
Well, not the natural habitat where they live, but adjacent to where they live.
No, it's... Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the jungle next to the jungle where they live.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, when you have a jungle, and then there's a jungle next door.
Next to it, yeah.
Two different jungles, though.
Yeah, jungle to jungle.
So, we're at the mall.
Yeah, welcome to the mall. Orland Park Mall is probably the best mall in the entire world.
I haven't been to too many malls. How can you make that type of declaration?
I've been, yeah, Fort City Mall, Joliet Mall.
Mm. Woodfield?
Woodfield, a couple times Woodfield, but they're really snotty and snooty up there.
Oh, that's the one I like.
Really? We should do a show about malls. I feel like you and I know a lot about malls.
Well, and I feel like that's this show, Mike.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're in the food court. We did have to search around a little bit to find an outlet to plug our little recorder in, but we found one. And why don't you just, let's just set this up for everybody. What are we doing? Hey, who are these guys? Why are these guys talking on microphone?
What are they even doing? What are they doing? This isn't the show that I grew up on.
No, this isn't your dad's movie review show.
Cut to us rolling in on skateboards.
Yep. We could. I mean, we didn't do that.
We didn't have, but just think about maybe if we did.
Just picture us, like, hats backwards.
Yeah.
With skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
Just rolling down to the mall to record a radio show.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's our vibe.
Yeah. That's what we bring to the table.
So, we're getting ready to see a movie.
We have a lot of time. Your mom dropped us off real early.
Okay, so we have an hour and 12 minutes until the movie starts. But we thought we would do maybe, like, a pre and post reviews.
Yeah, so you know the entire process. Well, you don't know the process, but you know that the process is going to start, and then you know the process ended.
Just respect our process.
It was just an ended process.
The movie we're going to see today, this movie has just come out, and it is called The Mallrats.
Yeah, I know a lot about movies, but I actually don't know about this movie. And it's actually pretty cool that it's, you know, it's called The Mallrats, and it's in the malls. So I feel like the marketing people in that, A+.
Well, and that's what I'm hoping that maybe we can figure out. You know, I know we haven't seen the movie yet.
No.
But when we do, is the movie, is it true to life?
Yeah, who knows?
Is it, how much are malls, actual malls, like the mall in this movie? Are there rats in this mall?
There's probably rats in the walls. Maybe that's what it was supposed to be. Rats in the walls, rats in the malls.
So we don't know exactly what Mallrats is about, but I believe we have both seen this director. His name is Kevin Smith, right?
Kevin Smith. He did a little film. Maybe you heard about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't. I mean, you and I were pretty... We're plugged in.
We're plugged into anything has to do with movies. Yeah. Or television. Or video games.
Yeah, we're pretty much all about the entertainment. Like, we're basically Midwest Hollywood.
I don't know if it's too late to change this, but Midwest Hollywood is a pretty good
it's
name
pretty
for
good,
a show.
Right? I thought about it the other day when I was in the shower.
Midwest Hollywood?
I just yelled it out, and my sister's like, what are you yelling for? And I'm just like... I thought of something really cool.
Well, yeah. I think we should seriously consider changing the name to Midwest Hollywood before we go live.
That's pretty cool.
So, about Clerks, though.
Oh, Clerks.
I know you're a big fan of this movie.
Okay, so my mom did not want me to watch this movie. It's a rated R movie for sure. But, like, we watch rated R movies. Like, I don't give a heck.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on, like, HBO or Showtime or whatever, like, we'll watch some of that stuff. And, you know, it might not be totally, like, street legal, but you're at home.
And I'm not giggling or anything. I'm not, like, a kid, and I'm not closing my eyes or anything. Like, I'm...
That much.
I'm an adult like everyone.
You know, sometimes am I just, you know, watching HBO at night and worried that the cable police are going to come, like, ask for my ID? Yeah, sure. Sometimes I worry. But you know what? You can't. You got to take risks.
Yeah, you can't live your life like that.
Right. So I know you're a big fan of Clerks. And tell the audience, are you excited for the follow-up?
Yeah, I really hope. So the thing that I didn't like about Clerks is black and white, right?
Yeah,
it's
easily.
Like just spring for the collar, right?
I didn't like that part of it either. I was like, I was watching it at first, and I was like, okay, is this a documentary?
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Does this take place in the past?
It does.
Is this like a dream sequence? Like, a lot of those things happen with black and white.
Or I thought it was a detective film for a while because it seemed like the guy was missing, Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't go to work, and then that guy does go to work, and it's black and white film. So I thought, okay, who's going to be the detective? When the detective come in? And the detective doesn't come in.
And then maybe it's like a remake of a classic or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm watching.
Yeah, because there's a lot of foreign films that were black and white, and there could be a foreign film that's like La Clerks, mm-hmm. and like I wouldn't even know.
Well,
that this is a remake.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I totally thought that maybe it was actually a foreign film, only in English. But it's a foreign film.
Oh.
Like, if you're in France, then this is a
foreign film. Yeah, that would be the foreigner.
Right. Or like, if you're in England,
mm-hmm.
this is also a foreign film.
Yeah, but it's the same language, so they luck out.
Anyway, though, I know you're a fan. You got past the black and white thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. After a while, your eyes adjust, and you just start seeing color on top of black and white. So that's fine. It's like a proven science.
I got to be honest, though. I was not a big fan of that movie.
Oh, really?
It was just really vulgar. Like, there's just a lot of bad words. And look, you guys, it's okay. I'm not a total, like, ding-dong about it.
No, you're not. You're the least ding-dong person I know.
Stop thinking that I'm one of those people. I can hear it. I can hear those words.
Yeah.
But a lot of those words and a lot of stuff in the movie, it's like you just can't afford your parents walking in and hearing that stuff. Or, you know, or your sister or the mailman or like, you know, even like your dog coming in. Like, you just don't want people hearing that.
Yeah, and I don't know. For me, I feel like they don't need it. I feel like a lot of the jokes, you know, there was a lot of, I don't want to say it here because we're in a food court and everyone's here. And people are
eating. Well, don't be too loud.
There's the woman that she
did some stuff.
She does some stuff to a dead body or with a dead body.
Yeah.
I assume it's consensual. But, like, does some stuff with the body. It's not good things.
Also, you know, there's a lot of cigarette smoking. I don't care for that.
Yeah.
I'm
also wondering if that woman gets pregnant. Like, can that happen?
I don't know.
Is that how zombies are made? I don't know.
Also, too much hockey.
A lot of hockey. So, I don't play hockey.
Well, nor do I anymore. Yeah. Not after 93.
Yeah. The accident.
Yeah, well, maybe we can get into that another time.
Yeah.
But, so, questions we have about Mallrats.
I'm certain that we're going to see all our favorite mall stores in this movie.
Will it be in black and white, though, do you think?
I hope not. I hope they learned their lesson and they could afford color at this point.
They should do this one in 3D just to make up for the fact that the last one was black and white.
Oh, that would really help a lot. How come they don't make enough 3D movies anymore?
I think it's just because,
the glasses probably add on a lot of money.
I don't think it's the glasses, though. I don't think the glasses add that much money. I think it just has to do with, American audiences' stomachs are too weak.
Too weak to see things up close and personal. They can't face the music.
Like, I heard if you go to Australia or something, and you go there and you see a foreign film there, like, not an Australian one, but a foreign one, they're almost always in 3D.
Really?
Well, I heard there was one that was like 5Ds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't even know how they do that there, but somebody
told me. It's probably a smell that they release. It's probably like a smell that they release. Do you see that guy over there in the Warner Brothers store?
Which guy?
The guy that kind of looks like Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah. What's up? You think that's Michael Douglas?
I don't know if it is Michael Douglas. Mm-hmm. It may really be really freaking cool if that is Michael Douglas.
You want to go say something to him?
I don't want to say. I wouldn't even know what to say to Michael Douglas.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
What's your favorite store in the mall?
That's a really good question. I really like Hot Rags. Spencer's is pretty cool.
Yep.
We
did that ad for Spencer's.
Yeah.
Still haven't gotten paid on that one, though. Cause...
I mean, I'll give it to them, though. They didn't ask for it. So I really like Gamer's Paradise.
Suncoast.
That's my jam. If you go in the back, there's a lot of stuff on clearance and discount at Suncoast.
Nope. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Suncoast. Nobody can afford their full price.
No one can.
No.
You shouldn't.
You guys,
shouldn't be
they're
able
like
to.
$25 for a movie.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Nope. You go to Sam Goody, same thing.
Yeah, Sam Goody, $17.99 for a CD that's been out for 2 years.
Nobody's affording that.
What am I doing? Where am I buying that?
I don't know. That's why you. But you should go to those stores, though. Look in the clearance bins.
Yeah, that's where I found a cassette for Whoop, There It Is.
Maybe we should do like a sideshow, you know, in addition to this show.
Yeah.
Just like Derek and Mike's like thrifty penny saver.
Oh, that's pretty good. We got lots of good stuff.
Yeah, we can tell you guys where to shop like all over like the Chicago suburbs.
Yeah, like you know in the Warner Brothers store where you can buy sales of cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
You can find them in books and put them in frames, and it's like just the same exact thing.
What do you mean find them in books?
Like just find them in like an illustration book in like Barnes & Noble. You just like take one of, you could just take a page. You could just take a page out of a book and no one would, you know what I mean? Like a book has like 300 pages inside of it. So
you're saying you're ripping pages out of somebody else's book?
Or you're carefully cutting it.
Have you paid for the book?
They don't want you to pay for everything. Like, you know when you go to a supermarket and like sometimes you put your hand inside like the nuts and you can like take some nuts because they're like,
I don't think you're supposed to
like,
do that.
They're like free nuts.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, Mike.
Well then how come you're allowed to put your hands in everything?
I don't think you're allowed to. I think that you're supposed to use like the little plastic scooper that's there and you put the nuts into a bag. You've just been putting your hand in there? Those aren't just free nuts. You know that, right?
Well, it's a barrel. I mean, who's going to eat a barrel? Who can afford a barrel of nuts?
No one's buying the whole barrel. What I'm saying is they're using a scoop. They're getting the nuts they want and putting those into like a little bag, and then they weigh them at
the
cash register.
So you're telling me that they're
you pay by weight.
That doesn't make any sense. Who is counting freaking nuts? You can't pay. Like, how much does a nut cost then?
Dang it, Mike. They don't charge you by how many nuts you took.
There's got to be like 500 nuts inside a bag.
They charge you by how much it weighs when you buy them.
They weigh out every single nut?
No.
Freaking insane.
I'm saying,
I've been to the supermarket a million times. I've been going for since I was a kid.
Those are not free nuts.
I've been going since I was a kid.
Those are not free nuts.
Well, they're not selling barrels. They're not weighing nuts. They're not counting nuts. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, I'm just going to have to put a stop to this right now. Number one, stop stealing those nuts at the grocery store. It's just not, you're not allowed to do that. Number two, don't rip pages out of books.
Yeah, I think I just said it in my head. Like, you're saying it out loud, and I'm getting it. Like, I'm like,
as I'm saying, because I kind of thought those pages and books are kind of like, you know, when you open them magazine, there's that, like, little card that, like, falls out. It's a subscription card back in. The other cool thing about the one in the store is that, like, they have that little spaceship in the back.
I just mean, like, I've been going into, like, Sam Goody's lately, and those prices are getting higher and higher. I don't know if you've noticed that.
You're right. I looked in the import section not too long ago.
Oh, don't even try that.
Don't even, you can't even look at those, guys.
You don't even know what those are. Like, that. It's an album cover that you've never seen before. They put a sticker on it, and somehow it costs more money, and you get less tracks.
Less tracks, and the case itself.
Yeah.
A lot of times. It's not even a full thickness.
It's like, it's a thin, it's a like a wafer. It's like a wafer thing or something.
And you're looking at these prices and you're going $42.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of money.
God.
Call it Sam not so goody.
The thing that I don't get is like, if these prices are so high, I mean, it's only $19.95 right now, but in like 2002, these prices are going to be triple.
$300.
$300. There's nothing to stop it at all.
Do you guys want to pay $300 for a new CD?
Yeah, that's what you guys are going to get.
That's what you're paying.
Music, all the power belongs to these musicians.
And I feel like the same thing is true too when you go to Suncoast Video and they have like the posters and stuff.
Which doesn't make sense because you never see a Suncoast Video rental store.
Wait, why doesn't that make sense? They could do a rental if they wanted.
But they don't do rentals.
Why don't they do rentals?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I assume that they would have rentals, but it's not a real, it's just a store that sells nonsense.
Although I've been to Blockbuster too, and sometimes they have posters there, and I tried to rent a poster from them and they wouldn't even let me rent it.
That's just not even forward thinking.
They were like, sir, you need to purchase this. And I was like, no, it's Blockbuster rentals. I'd just like to rent it and I'll put it. I mean, you guys, I'm going to put it back in the tube.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? New movies come out every single day. What are you supposed to do? Love that movie forever that you have a movie poster of?
No, you don't want to do. And
like,
look,
I don't know what's going to come out in 3 years.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'll put it back in the tube.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they don't fit back in the tube.
Whatever.
But I'll get it in there.
It'll get in there.
I'll get it in there.
Movies come out every. There's like hundreds and millions of movies that come out every single year, but I only have so many, like, so much room on my walls.
One time I was at the mall, too, and, like, this is kind of a sad thing, but I'll just tell you about
it. Yeah, lay it on me.
Well, I was walking with my parents and my grandma, and my mom just kind of, like, was slipped.
Yo, Kaminsky. Hang on 1 second. Kaminsky's here. Hold on.
Kaminsky, what are you doing?
Mike is going over to talk to... Now he's doing a secret handshake with Mark Kaminsky. Well, at any rate, my grandma slipped on the escalator, and she, like, tumbled down like on her backside, and the thing about the aortic artery is what, Mike, what are you doing? You just can't ditch me though every time that, you know, someone comes by.
Yeah, I don't know, it was unexpected. I'm so sorry.
You were over there joshing like Big James, doing a flipperoni with that guy.
We just We just shook hands. And
well, it was like a secret handshake. I don't even have a secret handshake. I've been begging you for a secret handshake forever.
It was just a high five that went into, like, that handshake grip that goes thumb and thumb.
But how come we don't have, like, a Derek and Mike at the Movies handshake?
Because you wanted to do that thing where we bow to each other every time because we are equals.
Yeah, I just want to do, like, a traditional, like, Chinese greeting.
Yeah, that's... It's weird, man.
It's not weird. Why would...
It's weird.
This is how real business people show respect.
Okay, but it's just weird that you make me put on...
Well, I'm not going to kiss you on the cheek.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be kissing each other on the cheek.
I don't care if people like that. That's fine. I'm
people
just saying...
People don't like that.
I'm not going to do that.
Derek, no one does that.
So I thought the bowing was a better way to go.
Those guys are cool. You should have just came over instead of talking about your dead grandma inside a tape recorder.
Okay, well, we're going to pick ourselves up from this, and we're going to move on. We're going to go watch the new movie, The Mallrats. Thanks, everybody. This has been Midwest Hollywood.
Yeah, check it, check it, check it.